Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, welcome back, listeners.
To the On-Call Room, a Grey's Anatomy
podcast. With yours truly.
Yeah, what is your... We never say our names.
My name's Brie.
My name's Abby. We actually never do. I'm sure they know us, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes go by BJ.
That's true. I feel like I resisted the BJ movement because, like, I knew you as Brie, and I was like, I'm not going to start calling her a nickname.
Yeah.
But now every time I go to text you, I type in BJ, and there's no one. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just wanted to say off the bat, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, and if you don't know what this is, and this is your first episode, we are basically going through Grey's Anatomy from the beginning, from the, like, series beginning, and watching it, and we talk about each episode. We're basically copying the idea of Gilmore Guys, but we're better. No, they're
probably way better. They're great. I mean, that's all over. But
they're over, so we are your new Gilmore Guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so if you're wondering what this is, that's what we do. We mostly talk about other things and Grey's like maybe 20% of the time. So if you don't really...
It's decreased each episode. I feel like last episode maybe was like 10% Grey's Anatomy. But it was enough in there for the fans to get what they needed.
Like, we don't need to... I think in the beginning we were like recapping episode, like moment by moment.
Yeah, but we've just seen the shit too many times.
Yeah, and you've seen it.
Like 17 times.
Yeah, each episode. I mean, like, listeners, you've just watched it if you're listening to this. So, like, you don't want to hear it again.
Yeah, we don't need to recap.
Just listen. Themes. To us. Just things. Themes.
Yeah.
So, also, I just wanted to say.
And memes.
And themes and memes. Oh my God, that's our tagline. I just wanted to also say a couple of things, announcements. First of all, please leave a review in iTunes. We have a ton. We have like 58 right now.
Fuck yeah.
Which I'm really proud of because I know some podcasts that have like 250,000 listens, but only 100 reviews. So I feel like our ratio is actually doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't already, it's super easy. Just leave us a review, and that's how more people can find the podcast. And don't mess up our 5-star rating, because 5-scalpel rating. Mm-hmm. We will find you.
And we will...
We will
make you change your review.
Yeah, something like that. Also, we have a Patreon page if you want to help support the podcast. Right now, our current next goal will give you guys monthly giveaways if you're in the if you are a patron. Patron? I am so bad at that word. So yeah, it could be like a Grey's t-shirt, a coffee mug, a something very cool. Like, we don't know yet because we haven't reached that goal.
Yeah, we... Brainstorming.
Yeah, we're brainstorming. So help us reach that goal and help us keep continuing to do weekly episodes. And lastly, I just want to do a little shout out. As of today, we are currently a part of an app.
What's up?
Yeah. So
that's an app, isn't it? No, not that one. Not that one.
There's an app called TV Time, which is basically if you have a lot of shows you watch and or you're going back and watching shows and you want to like keep track of where you're at within series, and then there's a, like you can use this app and it tells you when new episodes are airing, as well as it gives you like synopsis and it gives you just a like feedback and the ability to access about a lot of people others' comments about the episode. So if you like engaging in conversation about shows, it's a great
shout out,
thing.
Sonia.
Yeah, she's good at that. She's the best at that. And so this app, basically, if you are watching Grey's and you're watching season 2, episode 24, you will find that once you finish it, our podcast will pop up, which is super cool because we would love to try to reach more listeners. So if you want to like support TV Time for supporting us, just download the app. It's free.
Easy.
Honestly, you don't even have to open it if you don't want. Just like download it and help them out.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
What's it called again?
TV Time.
There you go.
Yes.
Look it up, guys.
Yes.
App Store. I downloaded it on my phone.
It took seconds.
Seconds. They sent me an email welcoming me, and there I was. I was a part of it. So
yeah.
I'm part of another community.
True.
Now.
And actually, I put up the shows because we just started watching Westworld, which the new season airs in April. And I got like a notification being like, set your calendar.
Which is great. Who doesn't want notifications about media?
Yeah, and television.
All of it.
Yeah. So in Game of Thrones, it was like, it's been 200 days since the last episode. And I was like,
who doesn't want those bits of facts? I want them all because I want to text all my friends that.
And be like, I haven't watched Game of Thrones in 200 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So download the app and help support us by supporting them.
A lot of really cool things that have happened.
Yeah. Like people listen to us. It's a miracle. I
don't know why.
I don't either. But yeah, so that's all for announcements.
Thanks for that, Abby.
Other than that, Bree's looking extra stylish tonight.
Okay. Well, I have on...
I'm not calling you out. I'm equally.
Well, I'm wearing a scrunchie. Mm-hmm. And I have on big hoop earrings. And then, is this yours or Jake's?
Mine.
Abby's... What does it say? Oh, I'm wearing a Packers sweatshirt? That's what I'm wearing?
Yeah, you are.
I don't think I'm supposed to be wearing
the
this.
The Super Bowl.
I know nothing about
the
football.
The Super Bowl inspired you and you, I just chose that sweatshirt.
But I don't think I'm supposed to be wearing this. Of like people in my life,
you have,
I don't think
you've even seen the back. The back.
What does it say?
It's a big number four, like a player. It's for Brett Favre. It's like you are Brett Favre.
Well, Avi, I am.
Yeah.
And then I have on these really ridiculous sweatpants and Smart Wool socks. I don't know, guys. I'm just trying to be cash and comfortable.
It's cold.
But also, like, fabulous on top.
Oh,
and
yeah.
By fabulous on top, I mean, like, this is what my face was at work.
I was going to say, yeah, you still have makeup on and you have hoop earrings.
Yeah, but then the bottom half of my body is a blob. Which if I could... Okay, so today, you know, you have talked about, like, sometimes when you, like, take off your jeans, you literally want to cry.
Want to cry? Yes.
So all day, I was the most uncomfortable at work. Like, my pants were too tight.
Were they your new jeans?
I don't wear jeans to work.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Wearing, like, dress pants.
Okay.
But they were, like, my, like, kind of in-between size that weren't quite stretched out, you know? So, like,
right.
I wore, like, a baggier sweater or else I would have had serious muffin top. But, like, I was, like, very uncomfortable. And then, like, my bra today was just digging into my ribs. I almost, like, cried when I got home and took my bra off and took those pants off and just felt, like, you just immediately feel like a new person.
Yeah. It's like, honestly, like, in New Girl when she calls it boob jail.
It's like, is that what it is?
She calls her bra boob jail.
Boob jail.
When she loses her job, she's like, my boobs are happy. They're not going to have to go to boob jail anymore.
It's terrible. And I've been strugs on the bra front these days, trying to find one that works.
We should find a sponsor.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? Even though you maybe didn't like their experience, maybe they won't listen to this episode, but maybe you should try that one. Love? Yeah.
It's not that I didn't like the experience. I just need to exchange it. I don't think I had the right size.
Yeah.
Like, it's not their fault.
So, brilliant. We just brainstormed.
Yeah.
But be like, we don't wear any. But if we did.
We would wear Third Love. Probably sponsor us, please. Because I need, like, a legit bra for work. Just one. That will get me through the week. Because I don't wear a bra any other time. So, anyway. What was I saying? Oh, it feels good to be wearing sweatpants. But I still got to feel good. So, I'm wearing my hoop earrings.
You know, today I went to the dentist, which is still in my, like, hometown. Our hometown.
Yeah.
So, I had to drive, like, an hour. But I had to shower, too. It had been, like, 5 days since I washed my hair. So, that led to blow drying it, which then I put on makeup.
I thought you were going to say that led to a blow job.
Washing my hair led to one thing, led to another.
It really does.
And so I was like, you know what? I'll just put on real clothes. Like, I'm going to go see society.
Gotta go see the doctor.
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
And even though, like, the dentist really only sees you for, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's all just the dental hygienist who try and talk to you the whole time.
She talks to me the whole time.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, I actually really love her. She told me a very sad story about her family today with her hands in my mouth, and I don't know how to, like... I can't console
you, like, kind of try and lift your eyebrows a little bit and, like, you know what I mean?
I was like, Yeah, so anyways, I got all dressed up and then, like, I thought maybe I'd try to get lunch with my dad. He was busy, so I just came back and immediately put on pajamas. Like, I walked in, I was like, well, that was fun. 2 hours and, like, put on pajamas again.
I need to go to the dentist.
Yeah, it kind of hurts, but I feel good now. Like, I feel like there's so many holes in my mouth, like, You drink water and you're like, whoa, water can shoot between all of my teeth?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been. But I don't have dental insurance anymore.
There you go.
So I think, though, my mom suggested that I go to the community college over here and just get a cleaning. You know, bing, bang, boom. They need to practice.
You should do that. I was really pissed because Jake went to the dentist this week also because I forced him to because he hadn't gone in years. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that pays for our dental insurance.
Yeah.
And I was convinced that he was going to have cavities.
He didn't.
Because, like, he hadn't gone in years. And I go every 6 months. And I was like, they're going to tell you. They're going to know you haven't been here. And he comes out and they literally said nothing about any of his habits and said clean bill of health. Meanwhile, I get cavities. I'm like, F you.
I think it's honestly genetic. Because
I didn't
have
cavities, though, today.
Good. I've had cavities, but I didn't go for like 3 years and then I didn't have cavities and then I would go every 6 months. You know what? Honestly, I fucking think that it's a conspiracy because when I was going every six months, I would get cavities. Then I didn't go for 3 years and I didn't have any. It's a conspiracy.
Maybe your cavities learned how to like fix themselves.
Yeah, I would think so. I would hope so. My body's adapting to...
Lack of insurance.
Yeah, lack of insurance, pretty much.
We are, like, evolving as a culture. Less insurance, we're just going to start healing.
Yeah.
I also got a flu shot today, so I feel very, like, I did stuff to my body today.
Yeah,
kind of nervous. Like, I was like...
I made an appointment for acupuncture. Funny, you're like, I got a flu shot. I'm like, I'm going to go do Reiki and acupuncture.
See, I'd probably be better off doing that, though.
Yeah.
This flu shot's probably just going to make me feel real tired tomorrow, and I've
you'll probably feel sick.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten
flu. I'm making like a mental thing in my brain that like I will feel great. Like to me, this is my like what's that called when you
placebo?
Yeah, like I'm placeboing that I'm never gonna get the flu now because I got this.
Well, I think a lot of shit is honestly mind over matter.
Yeah, so mind over matter. I'm gonna be fucking healthy in February.
Yeah, I mean you attract what you want. You create your own universe.
I'm not attracting any
bullshit.
Those germs.
Sickness. Yeah, exactly. Do that.
I'm going to. So that's where I'm at.
I was doing some research today on some different energetic healing.
Yes. Tell me.
Because that's me. And I really want to get vibrational healing.
Ooh.
So like we all vibrate at a certain frequency. And like you can have a low vibration or a higher vibration depending on your health, what you put into your body, like what you think, create, all this shit. And so it's literally like, you know, those like noisemaker things.
Yeah.
They literally like send different vibrations into your body and help you heal.
Is that something you can do to yourself or no?
I don't know. I think you'd have to be trained in it probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it's like the cost of a massage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like it's super expensive.
No, you need to tell me how it goes.
So. I don't know if I'm going to do that one, but there's like multiple different things. I'm going to this new place in 2 weeks. And I'm like reading all the shit they do. And I'm like, oh, services. I want that one.
Yeah.
I want that one too. That sounds great. But they also do like facials there and like
I've never had
bikini
a facial.
What?
I've always wanted one, but I've never had one.
Their Riva would tell you to get one.
I know.
That's
and
what
I
that's her job.
Someone that does it.
Yeah. You should do it. They're great.
To me, I'm like, I always choose massage over facial.
Yeah. I get that.
Just because.
But maybe like flip it up. Flip it up.
Yeah, I will say, shout out to a witch that's been on our show, Dr. Annie Bishop.
Hell yeah.
Can I say that she adjusted me?
Because
I
just did.
Oh, okay. I didn't
it's
know.
Your own information.
Okay.
you can't HIPAA yourself. I mean, you can HIPAA yourself.
Okay.
But.
Well, she adjusted me last week and I have worked out 6 days since and have had zero back pain.
Isn't that incredible?
It did move up to my neck. Like the neck, like
it can shift.
I literally could not, like, I was like, my back feels great, but I can't turn my head left. But then it kind of got better. It was like the day after.
Well, and I told you you'd be sore.
Yeah.
You could have iced too. Sometimes after you get adjusted,
you
have to ice.
I didn't have ice. She told me to ice. I didn't have ice.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, like literally, like I worked out my lower back and I was like, oh, this is what it feels like when your lower back is like working hard, but not like
it's aligned.
Broken. Yeah. I'm literally.
Your spine was in line.
I am fucking blown away and ready to. I like texted her. I was like, you're a witch.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
It's. There you go, everyone. Chiropractic. If you don't have one,
get one.
Get
Isn't
one.
That an ad? You don't have one? Get one.
I don't know.
No,
but
wait, that's
in
a
our,
line from a movie.
In our office, we have like a. I work in a chiropractic office. We have a like slideshow going, and at one point, it's just in huge letters, hashtag get adjusted, and so we make jokes about that in the.
Should
ad.
I start using that hashtag?
Yeah, hashtag okay. Get adjusted.
I will mentally and physically.
And physically and emotionally. I don't know. She did that all that. Was like a... I don't
know. Also, we aren't watching Game of Thrones anymore because there's no new Game of Thrones. We are watching Westworld.
Yeah, we watched the first episode.
Like, it took a lot of self-control for me not to continue watching.
I'm really week. Proud of you.
Like, I really wanted to.
Yeah. Do you watch Grace and Frankie?
No, you always tell me to. I'm just never
It's so good.
I'm never in the mood for, like, funny.
Oh.
I like murder.
And, like...
sadness.
Emotional.
But I should. Like, Jake's rewatching The Office, so that's my like, dose of funny.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
Which today, I found out I just owe more in taxes, which is whatever. And I posted that video of Michael Scott when he... I declare bankruptcy!
My favorite thing is, like, the memes of, like, Michael Scott at different points in the night of drinking, where, like, you, and, like, at, like, 2 a.m., it's him screaming, I declare bankruptcy. Yeah.
Also, okay, so Bree and I weren't together this weekend again, but on Saturday, I couldn't think of, like, bars to go to, and Bree reminded me of this, like, very classic Grand Rapids bar she also used to work at.
Billy's!
Yeah, and I was like, oh, perfect, yeah, that'll be great. So it was Bob Marley's birthday.
It was not his birthday.
It was.
No, it wasn't. Annie was like, I do not share the same birthday as Bob Marley.
Well, maybe it was, like, Sunday. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
maybe it was Sunday, but it wasn't that day.
It was Bob Marley's birthday bash is what the thing was. And we left Jamaica on, like, so my time hop is me in Jamaica 2 years ago. And we flew out on Bob Marley's birthday. I'm 1,000% sure it was Bob Marley's birthday.
Keep talking about this. I'm going to look it
up. So, yeah. So anyways, we walk into what is, they do have theme nights, but I just am not unaware of them. And I thought it would just be, like, a regular dance night, whatever. And, I mean, like, I did not know. There were that many.
February 6th is his birthday.
Weird that they did it then.
But anyways, well, it's the weekend.
Yeah. I was unaware that in Grand Rapids, there were that many people with dreadlocks.
Oh. Huh.
Like the kind that fit in one of those sack hats.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it's like the body of a spider when they have like those.
Ew.
Know?
It's like an underground culture in Grand Rapids, I guess.
So many people, which, like, I love reggae music, but I felt like
you
I didn't
I don't
love
really
it.
Care for reggae.
Oh, see, I love it, but I felt like I didn't love it enough to be there.
Yeah, oh, I get that. Yeah, like, you weren't supposed to be a part
and
of
it
that
was
crowd.
$10 cover.
That's insanity.
Yeah,
I will never pay a cover anywhere ever again.
But it was your guy working, and I wanted to be like,
I know, Brie. I don't. He makes me pay cover now. I've been away from there too long that I have to pay cover now.
Yeah, because I wanted to be like, once upon a time, my friend worked here, and you used to give her free cover.
Yeah, not anymore.
No, and the
like paying cover to things just seems just silly.
Especially when it's Bob Marley's birthday.
Yeah, not even turns out.
Granted, though, drinks are like $3.
That is true.
So, like, I feel like it ended up being the same than if I'd stayed at this other bar and paid $9 drinks.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But
and I got popcorn.
I just feel like it's such a. It's such a specific bar to pay cover somewhere, mm-hmm. You know, and I just don't go to bars like that anymore.
No, but you told me to go there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was kind of kidding, but I'm glad that you went. Johnny Kay and I went the other weekend because it was a Game of Thrones bar crawl in Grand Rapids. Did I not tell you this?
No, I'm very upset. Was I gone? Where was I?
You weren't, I think, in town. No, you weren't. It was last weekend. Okay. Not this past weekend, the weekend before.
So Chicago?
Yeah, you were in Chicago.
Was it when Nicolette came that weekend?
I don't know. Whatever.
Anyways,
okay.
Sorry.
So we were driving to TJ Maxx, and I was with like these two women were crossing the road, and they sounds like a setup for a joke, and they were both wearing Mother of Dragons sweatshirts, and it was like, yeah, hilarious. And we're like, oh. I called out to them. I was like, look, your sweatshirts or something. Or like kind of, I don't know. I mean, not. I just kind of like pointed. And I think I said it to Johnny King. Anyway. But then we were both like, huh. Interesting, though, that they're wearing matching sweatshirts. Like, that seems weird. So we went to TJ Maxx and then somewhere else. And then we were coming back. We were driving through Easttown. And we drove past Billy's, and I looked to my right, and all these people were dressed in, like, Game of Thrones garb. But I was, like, looked like Lord of the Rings, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I was, like, I remembered seeing on Facebook that there was going to be, in the winter, a Game of Thrones bar crawl. And I was, like, holy shit, I bet this is this Game of Thrones bar crawl. And I was, like, we have to go. And he was, like, okay, sure. So I parked.
Was it like light out?
Yeah.
It was
Saturday or something. And we walked into Billy's and sure as shit, there were so many people. I mean, like dressed like
amazing.
So well.
Yeah.
Just so in like yeah. People, there was one dude who like definitely was like the Night King person. He had like contacts in and shit.
Whoa.
And Billy's was the Starks. Like each bar had a different whatever.
Oh my God.
And people literally just bar crawled around Grand Rapids in Game of Thrones costumes.
Wow.
Now, we were not in them and we just sat there and had a drink.
It was like me at the Bob Marley birthday.
Yeah, and just observed. We were like, yeah, wow, this is really great. This is really, really great.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I've been trying to, I've been missing Game of Thrones. But that's all. I'm reading the books. We keep repeating. I've talked about this like 8 episodes ago. Mm. Nothing's changed, listeners. I'm doing the same old shit.
Well, it's fine. It's winter. It's cold. You have to find things to do to get by.
Winter's here.
Winter is here. Did you see, wasn't there like a recent something that came out about Game of Thrones?
Westworld.
Like,
just had a trailer yesterday.
I thought it was Game.
No.
Okay.
Tyrion was in a Doritos commercial.
Oh yeah, did you send me something?
It was on my Insta story.
Yeah.
Which you guys can follow us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod.
Yeah, or you can follow us individually.
Personally, BJ Babs.
Yep.
And Abby L. Moore.
Abby has more followers than me. She's way more famous.
It's my job.
But I mean, I'm pretty cool too.
Yeah, Bree's the best.
I post some pretty funny late night Instagram stories of me just being wasted dancing by myself. I don't think I've actually ever done that.
I was going to say, you're usually with people.
I'm usually in with people. Yeah.
Okay. Should we talk about the episode? I don't know if I have anything else to like. I'm trying to think.
Well, can I just say.
You may quickly, say whatever you want.
Shout out. I want to give a quick happy birthday or belated birthday to Dr. Annie Bishop. It was her 30th birthday this weekend, and we rolled hard all weekend long.
We rolled hard.
Rolled hard. And
rolled in the deep.
Yep. So shout out to her.
She was a great guest. People love her episode.
Yeah. Well, wish her a happy birthday. Follow her on Instagram. I don't know what her tag is, so figure it out.
Just find her. Which actually I want to say to everyone, which I feel like this is just an episode of our accolades. We reached 25,000 listens.
Why aren't we having cake?
We're having wine.
And we had steak.
Yeah, that's right. I made you a steak dinner.
Yeah, that is our cake.
Steak is our cake.
Steak is our cake.
Yeah, and our average now on episodes are in the 600s.
Thank you, all 600
listeners. That's insane.
That we're touching 600 lives.
600 people listen to this.
600 lives that we're touching and shaping and molding and helping them to
grow.
It's
a beautiful day to mold lives.
Yeah. Giving our advice. You know what we should start?
What?
Is if, just like brainstorming, shooting ideas here.
Yeah.
If people become a patron, they get to ask us advice on shit. And we have a segment where we give
I would love that
a
because
piece
my,
of advice.
Because my favorite podcast is the like advice podcast.
Yeah,
because
we are totally not like.
I mean, like,
whatever. Or maybe we give advice like what a Grey's Anatomy character might do.
Yeah, which I do love the idea of a bonus episode, which I was going to ask you if maybe you wanted to record it after this, if it's just like a short little thing. What house we think the main interns of Harry Potter are in. Do you feel unqualified to discuss that?
Maybe we bring someone else on for that.
Okay. I can agree to that.
Or maybe you just talk at me.
No one would want
just
that.
Just talk at me. Fine.
No one would want that. Maybe though, on this episode, you take your house quiz and find out what you
are. That could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we do that as a bonus episode, people listening to me taking my quiz.
Yeah, whatever. It'd be great with me. I'd love it.
Okay.
Should we talk about the episode?
Yeah, let's get into it.
My foot is asleep. I need to stand up for a second.
Do you want
to
take a quick break?
I'm going to take a break because I...
Take a break.
We're never going to stop. Okay, here's our break.
Do you see this pen all over my hand?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. It blew up.
That used to happen to me like in elementary, or like just school, not elementary. Like, you know, you'd be like, I would also do the stupid thing.
Oh, would you chew on it?
Ugh. I would, and then like all of a sudden I'd be like, I'm eating ink.
Ew.
How
you
did this
gross.
Happen?
I
know. Okay. I wish we'd known each other in elementary, in middle school.
Yeah, that would have been cute.
Because middle school, you were
a year younger than you.
You're in Lakeshore though.
No, White I went Pines. To White Pines.
So that, yeah, we wouldn't have crossed paths.
No, not yet.
Nice. Brita stuck her pen in her bun.
It with a scrunchie.
I wear a scrunchie to bed just like that every night. It's really good for your hair to keep it up.
Yeah, it is.
And then
great.
I have a silk pillowcase that, like a 9-year-old woman.
Oh my
gets
god.
Her hair set.
Oh my god. No, like I like blue dried. blue dried my hair this morning, but it didn't dry all the way. And I like put it up in a little scrunchie bun like this. And then when I went to leave for work, I took it down. I had the best fucking curls in my hair.
I wish mine would do that.
But I'm really not happy with like my bang situation right now.
Did you get them cut?
Well, my hairdresser just keeps cutting them, like this weird layer. And I feel kind of like Aladdin / like, I don't know. Something's not working. Peter Pan. Something's not working.
You look like Tinkerbell right now.
Good. Good. So I think I need to tell her to stop cutting that part.
Yeah,
or kind of like, you know, what I'm kind of feeling is like the, what's his name from Dumb and Dumber? Like, that's like his front of his
not
hair.
Not Jim Carrey, but the other one.
Yeah, that's kind of what it does sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
And Jeff Daniels?
Maybe you just need, don't let her cut those.
Yeah.
This is my hair blow dried. Look how fucking straight it gets.
It's so straight. I love it.
Oh.
Oh.
I hate it.
My hair is, it's probably a frizz ball right now.
Also so staticky. Yes.
It smells pretty good.
That's great. There's some real like curves in it at the top.
Also, I have a bobby pin in, so I'll just stick that down.
Wait, you have like something happening.
Oh, wait, I have another bobby pin. Oh, no, not?
No, just like the part right here has a mind of its own.
Well.
Wait. Should I Instagram this? This is great for the listeners. They're really getting a lot out of this. Do you have any? You used to have segments like spiders, scary things.
It's winter
animals.
Right now, so there are no spiders.
Thank God.
My apartment smells weird sometimes because I don't want to take my trash out because it's.
She looks so good. You'll see this, guys, on the Insta story. In that Packer sweatshirt. Ow.
That didn't hurt. That was a scrunchie. It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. Anyway, I don't have any segments today.
Okay. All right.
But we should get into it.
Let's
episode
get into
24,
it.
Damage case.
Yep.
Damage control. Oh, wait. I do have one thing to say.
Your bun looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For Annie's 30th birthday, we played a fuck ton of N64.
I know, and I wasn't there.
Like Mario
Brie
Kart.
Brie texted me.
Diddy
like
Kong
she
Racing,
told me what they
007.
Were doing. And then I was like, I don't know what I was doing. And then I saw it, and then like 20 minutes later, another text came that just goes, Abby, video games. Because like she knows that I love video games.
Yep.
But
you didn't make it over.
I
it's
know.
All right.
I've recently been too afraid to play Zelda.
Well, get scary.
It's like, and I'm just. Yeah, I'm like paralyzed in fear.
Okay, one quick story.
Yeah.
Speaking of one of my segments, spooky paranormal shit.
Is this what you and Annie watched that one time?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was last night.
What?
I was laying in my bed.
No.
Yeah.
Not the hole again in the
No,
ceiling.
Not the hole, dude. I was laying in my bed in a YouTube state of mind, just like scrolling through shit, and I caught something out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, what was that? And I looked up. Like, if I lay in my bed, I can see into my kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I looked up, and my oven light turned on by itself, which, like, probably just electrical, but I have a brand new stove.
No.
Like, it was brand new when I walked in. When I walked in yesterday, I had a brand new stove. That is what was paranormal. Shocking. It was shocking. No, when I moved in.
I hate
still,
when that happens.
When I moved in, when your appliances just leave and new ones come in. When I moved in, the zip ties were still on it. Like, so it was a brand new stove. So it's like.
Or it was arrested. In college. It got arrested by some college cops.
One of the two, three things that we've just named. Anyway, I'm sure it was just like an electrical wiring thing, but.
Did you have to get up and turn it off?
Yeah, I got up
like
and
the
I,
oven was on.
No, the oven wasn't on. The oven light turned on.
Oh, like inside the oven?
Yeah.
Oh. But so you had to turn that off.
Yeah,
like you
so
had
I
to
got
hit
up.
The button.
Yeah, and had to go turn off the oven light. And then I went and laid back down. And then there were like a couple noises like 10 minutes later in my
apartment. I don't like this.
Yeah, no, neither did I. And then my light bulb burned out.
It was a demagogue.
How is that better?
I mean, because you're not in the upside down. So like. Unless they're making their way
Why are you saying this? I have to go home.
Don't you feel like a Demogorg is less scary because you know about them? Like you feel like...
What do I know about them?
I don't know. You've seen Stranger Things.
So I can defeat them?
At least you know what
they
are.
Yeah, but do you know about Barb? Barb died from one of those. So R.I.P. Oh. I'm going to be the next Barb.
I will never stop looking for you.
I thought you were going to say I'll never stop loving you.
No.
Never going to give you up.
I'll definitely never stop looking for you. And become one of those crazy people that just like...
Yeah, like shakes on your couch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be me.
So anyway, that was my spooky paranormal thing last night.
Wow. I'm glad you're okay and that you're here. Are you a Demogorg?
Hard to say. It's hard to say.
Okay, like Demogorg, let's get into
this. All right, damage case.
Let's talk about first notes.
You go first.
And then we'll do shock and workout? Mm-hmm. Okay, mine is Finn and Mare are you and me when you arrive to my house or I arrive to yours. Because he's like, sit down, quit. Like, yeah. I'm cooking you food. You're fine. Don't stop talking. Let me make you. And then he's pouring wine.
I just did the quote of try to act really hard that you're not scary and damaged.
So good.
Yeah.
She's trying.
She is. Shotgun workup. So this is like, I feel like one of the first episodes where we've had like all these patients that are connected.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like a family, but like there are other episodes where like there's an incident that everyone was involved in. I think this is the first episode that it's been like that.
It's yeah,
not like isolated patients. Right.
Or it's like in an event, like something. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm, I agree. So we have Noah Reynolds' patella fracture. So that's the husband.
Or the fiance.
They're
not married yet.
Oh.
Are they? No.
I don't know. But, yeah. And then we have...
Big Jim.
Jim Johnson. Big Jim. We have Betty Johnson. We have Melanie Johnson. And we have Denny Duquette. And,
yeah, see, they're not married
baby
yet.
Baby Reynolds. That's the baby.
Yeah, and Denny Duquette. And Marshall.
Yes. Why is he not? Oh, Marshall's patient.
Marshall Mathers.
Why does it say Marshall's patient? That's messed up. They erred, but yeah, and Marshall.
Yeah.
So
quite a few.
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah, but all connected. Like, you can have quite a few because it's connected to one main event.
Right.
Let me just start out by saying that, like, this is one of the most emotional episodes in Grey's to me.
And you were watching with us, you couldn't really fully dive deep.
Every time I see this episode, I cry. Every single time. And I think a big part of it, and we'll get to it, is the music.
Yes.
But like, yes. I mean, I got teary-eyed today multiple times. So.
I felt like I wasn't in the right mindset to get teary-eyed.
Yeah, I was surprised you weren't getting GGBs over there.
I don't know. McCoy was like crawling over Jake, and Jake was sitting there, and his pizza smelled good. I was like.
Yeah, I think you were like, not in the right.
But like, I can appreciate, like, I would have felt. You know what I mean? Like, you
if
know
you were in the right headspace.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
You
didn't remember this one. Like, when the minute they came through, like, on the ambulance, I was like, this is a very sad episode.
Once I saw Marshall, then I knew. Because I remember, like, to me, the most impactful scene is with him at the...
Yeah.
I hate when you look over... I thought you were looking at, like, a bug.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, first of all, Meredith says that she has not had sex with Finn or kissed. And I love...
When did she say that?
In the beginning, right in the beginning.
To him?
No. No, she says it to her friends. Her and Finn have not had sex or
kissed. Oh, to Izzy.
Yeah, and Izzy's like putting on her teeth whiteners, which were so early 2000s.
Yeah,
and
I think I have like a load of them, like a box of them in like my basket in my bathroom.
And she says she's so proud. And yeah. I just love that moment.
She's like a proud mama. Wait, but I did ask like, well, but right before that, I was like, but like who on like a second date asks who's the last person you slept with? Because it might not be their second date, but it has to be like very early on.
Well, I think it's because she's not telling him anything. And so he's like,
oh, I see. Okay.
Tell me about your family. You know, like he's trying to figure out the things that she wouldn't tell.
Okay. I will say about like the Izzy scene in the bathroom. I missed the fuck out of that about roommates. Like just like. Living with people where you're just like shooting the shit with each other. Like someone's peeing on a toilet. Someone's curling their hair.
Yeah.
Someone's like.
I miss that too.
That is like. Because in every house I lived in, we had open door policy in the bathroom. Like you could be taking a shit and it'd be like, I need to come in and curl my hair and be like.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Like if you have to.
Right. Yeah. And that, unfortunately, I feel like that stage of your life, unless you maybe like. Go through a divorce and then have to live with friends again.
Yeah.
Like, but like it fades away. You either live on your own or you meet someone or you whatever, but like you tend to not live in a house full of women.
Yeah.
Like forever.
Yeah. Which
why not?
Yeah, it's great. Community, man.
Yeah, I know, because I had a sleepover with my like college roommates this weekend. And I just remember like sharing clothes too. Yeah. Like you had like three closets, not one.
Yeah.
It was the best.
And then like things would end up in your closet and you'd hope that the other person would yeah, that they wouldn't remember. Yeah. And then you'd only wear it on certain days when you knew you wouldn't see them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I miss that.
I do too. And then Christina, there's that great, great scene, like right outside, they're waiting for the like the what are they called?
The
ambulances.
The emergency vehicles.
Yeah, to come in. And she's in a good mood. And at first I was like, yeah, why is she? Like, thinking it'd be like a personal reason. And it's like, she's like, she had surgery and she got laid.
And then I got laid. Yeah. Yeah.
And then she says, live and let live. Which is like not like her.
It's also funny just seeing her like jiving around. Yeah, like,
in a good mood.
I'm perky. I'm happy.
She only, I feel like, ever is influenced. Her mood is only influenced by her own things. Like,
oh, yeah. It's never about anyone else.
No, because she, like, she cares about other people, but it doesn't, like, affect her life.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, I have to, well, and Bailey has her teaching right in the beginning, because they're all talking, and she says, this is a place of business. Which, like, that's all she needs to say.
So, I mean, I feel like we can't really go patient by patient, really.
No, because they're all the same.
Because they're all the same. So we can go like storyline-ish.
Yeah. Before we get into those patients, though, I have to ask you, have you ever fallen asleep during sex, or has someone ever fallen asleep while on you?
I'm sure I've fallen asleep during sex. Like, I'm sure it's never been because I've been very tired. It's because I've been very drunk.
Oh, yeah.
It's not because like, yeah. Or maybe well, it's because
one
I've
and
been,
the same.
Yeah. I mean, it is the same thing. I'm going to be honest. I've had some mornings where I've woken up and I haven't remembered how it all finished.
Right, you right. Know? Yeah, the end chapter is always...
It was like, did I just like fall asleep on top of you? Which I think I have done. Like, I think I, like a partner has been like, you just like...
I remember Jake once, we were in college and like fooling around, not having sex with other things. And I sometimes need extra time because I'm a woman. And
I'm a lady.
And we were both really drunk. And all of a sudden, his hands stopped moving. And I was like, hello? Like, and he's like, oh, sorry. Like, and that was a really funny moment.
Well, it also kind of feels a little terrible that you're like, you fall. Am I not exciting enough for you that you fell asleep while diddling my twat?
I think that he had finished already. It was like a... like.
Wait, and I wrote this on here. I was like, so wait. She was like, she's like, well, I already finished
twice.
And he was like, I didn't finish. And I thought to myself, who fucking gives a shit, Burke? Like, if you didn't finish, like,
yeah, I laugh.
Is that what sex is all about? Like, making sure the guy finishes?
Burke was being the, like, not the whoop. I mean, like, usually it's the other way around, I feel like. And I actually, though, I liked that he stood up for his, like he... like
yeah,
he,
no, it's fine.
I feel like Burke is the kind of person that would ensure that both like parties have done their business.
Have finished.
Like he's not, you know what I mean? Like he's very much completes the job.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I've always felt really weird about that line and I don't know why. And I think maybe like back in the day when I first saw it was because I didn't understand what sex was. Like, what honestly, I think...
like, I wasn't done.
Yeah, like, I was just like, I don't get it.
Anatomically
like,
did not finish.
Like, yeah. I don't know why I just... So maybe that's why I still feel weird about it. But yeah. I remember thinking to myself, and the way he delivers the line, like, it made me feel weird about sex. Like, oh, if the male doesn't finish, does that mean that, like, it's sex not. Was no good or whatever?
Which, like, you were a lot, obviously, like, younger when you...
When I watched this. Yeah. And I, like, I understand, like... anatomy and how like it can be painful for a man not to finish and stuff, but like it can also be really shitty and painful for a woman not to finish too,
right?
And I don't know, I just like the way he delivers it, it like still irks me, like, so what, you didn't finish?
And I really think that I'm gonna like come back at you, maybe not and like fully agree for this is great, because like I feel like it maybe is influenced from like past relationships, because like for me, like it's very much a like we ensure, make extra effort to make sure that, and like, I've only been with one person. So like that, so like I-
Have you ever said that on the podcast?
I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. Well, not because like I, like I just wanted to go across like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not. I just think it's. I'm actually like not embarrassed by that, but then you said that, and then
I just like you're like because you played it off like you've said that before and on the podcast. I don't think
they're
you
all
have.
My friends, all 600
of you.
Oh God, I'm gonna get mail of suitors. I'm not okay. Anyways, I just think like for me, I was like, oh yeah, I get that. Like that's frustrating. Like
no, I totally get it too.
Please, yes. I told too much. Pour some more wine.
I know. I totally get it too. I just think like I've just had a lot of sexual experiences where it's been some dude on top of me banging it out and then like passing out.
Right, and I'm saying I've never had that.
Right, and so it's just like no. Sometimes like.
Right.
Try, like, for all of your early 20s, not finishing.
Yes.
Try
okay.
that. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
finally finding a voice and being like, actually, this is bullshit.
Sure, yeah.
Like, and so I think that's why it irks me.
That makes sense. I can empathize with that.
Yeah. So fuck you, Burke. You can go one night without having a goddamn orgasm.
Or as Izzy says, Preston.
Right? Let's go into that. What the fuck, Izzy? What are we going to do, Preston?
She is crossing so many lines.
She's never called him Preston.
No.
We know she has. Thanksgiving.
Oh, maybe it's because they cooked a turkey together.
I think that is why.
She feels like they have a connection. But then Izzy's just crossing all lines. Let's just talk about Denny quick because I feel like not much happened, but kind of.
Suck down that wine.
Oh, I can't mix.
You can if you want. You did the last episode.
I'm going to mix Gato Negro with Whispering Owl or whatever
it's
was.
It's not Whispering Owl. It's Winking.
Okay.
Winking Owl.
So basically, does that mean that I'm getting a winking cat?
Yeah.
Or a black
Who doesn't
owl?
Want a winking cat?
Okay. We have just... The train has derailed.
It's always derails. Wait. Before we talk about Denny.
Yes.
If we're on the sex thing.
Okay, yeah.
I just want to say something about the patient who called her vagina her good girl. And I wanted
Wait,
to ask...
Was, which?
The mom. She was like, oh. You can't look at my good girl because I don't have panties on or whatever. And then I wanted to ask you, do you have a name for your vagina?
No.
Neither do I. I feel like it'd be weird.
I feel like it would need a respectable name and not like a cutesy name.
Like...
But also not like Barb... Like
Judge Judy.
Yes.
I'm going to call your vagina Judge Judy from
okay,
now
if
on.
You get to name mine, then I get to name
Fine,
mine.
What's mine?
I'm going to have to think on it for a minute. What about like, I just what's that lady's name from the Today Show, Hoda?
No, because it sounds like Hodor.
Hodor.
And then it's hold Hodor. The door. Then my vagina is hold the door.
Okay. Let me think on it. We'll get back to it. Bonus segment.
What's Bree's vagina's name?
What? Describe it.
Stop.
What's it like?
Stop it.
If you took it on a first date, what would it enjoy?
If it being was, wined and dined.
If it was a drink, what drink would it be?
Fucking gin martini. That's what it would be with a twist.
That's a good name for it.
Gin martini with a twist. I know what his name is. Bombay Sapphire.
That's perfect.
Bombay
Sapphire. BS.
BS. Just straight up bullshit. Everything's bullshit.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yours is JJ, like Jimmy John's or Judge Judy.
Both things I like.
Both. Very fitting. BS and JJ.
I don't even watch Judge Judy. Why do I get that?
It doesn't have to be. It could be Captain Kraken.
Wait, who's that?
From Special Victims.
Oh. Actually, I think I want it to be the...
Yours could be Olivia Benson.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want yours to be Meredith Grey?
No, I want mine to be Olivia Benson.
I got it.
Can they both
Bailey.
Chief Bailey.
Yeah, Chief Bailey.
Yeah.
No, not resident.
No.
Spoiler alert. Shit. Olivia Benson. But could maybe though I also really like the chicken SVU, the
blonde haired one?
No. She's like the scientist who's like
Oh dude, she's so good. What's her name?
I don't know, but I love her. And I also love the Asian guy that is like also a
BD Wong? Yeah. Well that's his real name. I want my vagina to be named BD Wong.
Isn't it BJ? No. Is it?
No, his name's BD Wong.
How do you spell BD?
a B and then a D.
Oh.
B-D-1.
Not B-T.
No, not B-D.
Okay. These are all great names.
Yeah, let's put a poll up on Facebook Listener Squad.
That'd be great about what they think it should be called. We should not... There's no visuals, just so we can set the tone straight here. This is pure out of our descriptions. And now the world knows mine's only had one house guest.
House guest.
It's stayed a long time, though. 10 years. Hasn't left. It must be comfortable. A good place to stay.
Warm. Clean.
Yeah, exactly. All the things that I am. Warm and clean. Just as a person. This has gone too far. Jumanji drums, we need to move on. There's a lot of Jumanji drums in this episode. Also, one of my notes is adrenaline is spooky. Because we can talk about Melanie now. Her adrenaline made her brain not know she was dying. And that's spooky to me. I don't want it to do that.
Well, adrenaline, you can lift your car.
Yeah, when that part of adrenaline is cool, but then your body not telling doctors that you're in pain and then it killing you.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's spooky.
Well, that's because you got to get away from your predator. You're the prey. You get bit
who's
by
the
some
predator in this situation.
Well, I'm just saying evolutionary, adrenaline. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why, like, all of your. And also, it's just very painful.
Yeah, so, true.
She immediately passes out.
But I really hope that adrenaline, like, why doesn't adrenaline kick in as much during labor? Give birth? Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
I think it does. I don't know. I've never.
Oh
had
my
a
god!
Baby.
What if like? Because neither of us have given birth. What if like the pain that people feel is actually only like a fraction of the pain because of adrenaline? What if it's even worse?
I bet a couple of our listeners will be like, "No, it's fucking terrible."
Yeah,
but supposedly there's this whole thing about like hypnobirthing and shit that like you can.
I hypnotize my husband to feel it?
Have you ever watched like the Try Guys?
Trading Spaces.
Trading Spaces. Have you ever watched the Try Guys?
Yeah. They
have
do
you
the
watched,
birth one.
Yeah.
Where it makes
they
their
can't
muscles.
Even handle it.
No, there's also one where they hang weights over their neck, like where boobs would be, and they also can't handle that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. We are fucking
we're
warriors.
Badass motherfuckers. And that's why we get to name our vaginas.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jimmy John reporting for TV. Ready to take on the world.
Jimmy John and bullshit. What's mine?
What is Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand. It seems fitting.
God, why don't we do stand-up? It's because it's never like guaranteed that we'll be funny. It's like
no, it's like we might be tired that night. Yeah, just lay down.
That's part of the risk of when you buy a ticket.
Yeah.
You just
it's
never
like
know.
I just watched an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where the gang breaks D. And D, like, goes up and does stand-up comedy after, like, before. It's not worth it. Just go watch it. I don't even want to get into
okay.
it.
Okay, I love that show, though. And shout out to the Philadelphia, because they won the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl? Yeah. I didn't watch it.
That's okay. All right.
Okay, so off
can we talk about Denny? It's very sad.
It is. Okay, so I knew we were, like, coming up to this scene soon. Like, his I think speech? We talked. Yeah, I think we talked about it a couple episodes ago. Where, like, I knew he was going to talk about what it means to, like, be a man and then to be sick and be in a body that is ill. And I feel really bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's, like, again, like, we have talked about this. We don't have to, like, go on it too much. But this was, like, the actual time that he, like, kind of yells at Izzy and is, like, don't try to.
I think it's deserved.
Yeah, don't try to make this better.
Yeah.
Like, there's sometimes in your life when things are hard and you don't want your friend or whatever to be, like, trying to cheer you up. You just want them to acknowledge that you feel like
shit. Exactly. Sometimes you just need a little bit of empathy.
Oh, yeah.
And all you need to hear is, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, can you imagine if you got therapy and your therapist is like, oh, chocolate.
Yeah,
oh.
No, you can't.
Yeah, Izzy's the worst.
And I feel like Meredith, this doesn't have anything to do with this episode, but I feel like Meredith and Christina do that for each other.
Yes.
Oftentimes they don't give any advice.
Right.
They just fucking sit in each other's presence. There's something about holding space with someone and quiet when they're going through someone, like what Izzy did at the end of the episode.
Right.
That is what she should have done from the beginning.
Right, not the chocolate or the tabloids.
Yeah, like who fucking cares about that shit?
But I feel like that's how she deals with pain. She like distracts herself with other things. Mm-hmm. And like, so
yeah.
she
like
was trying her own method, which clearly doesn't work Also, I feel like you get really wise when you say the phrase holding space. Whenever you're having like a deep conversation, that phrase will come up.
I believe in that phrase.
Yeah. No, I believe
like,
in it.
Like, I've had moments of like, just, there's no other phrase, but
yeah.
Holding space.
Yes, yeah, totally. I agree. I also, we talked about, which this isn't going to be funny now because this was serious, but when Denny's like laying there and he's like, I just want to go home, we were saying that would have been a good meme.
Oh, yeah. But, when we were at work on a Monday morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's how I felt all day.
Is there anything else about Denny? I don't think so.
Him saying he wants to feel up Izzy? Which, inappropriate.
True. But it is kind of sexy. Like, I get the vibes of, like, if he wasn't a patient. Like, if he, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, boob touching is super sexy.
But I mean, like, yeah, like, a guy being forward about what they want to do is, like.
Yeah, it's super sexy.
Right, versus, like, a George who won't even put his arm around Callie at the end scene because he's too nervous.
Yes. I did notice that. Like, sometimes you want a goddamn throwdown.
Yeah, she literally just said to him, like, you need to stand up for me. And then he just is, like, sitting there. And then she fucking takes his arm, puts it around her.
Yeah.
But that's Callie Torres, which is why they're probably maybe a good fit because she's very forward and he's not.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
No, yeah.
Also, I'm just going to skip to that part because it doesn't really matter. It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
Yeah.
But I really liked how they used, like, the tiny little situation of, like, Callie, the girls thinking Callie didn't wash her hands. As, like, a metaphor for a larger situation. Because it's kind of like that in relationships. A lot of times you're fighting about something that is very minuscule and not actually important, but it stands for something else.
Yep.
And I feel like George wasn't thinking that it was standing for something else. Like, he just thought it was a literal thing about, like, Callie not washing her hands and he needed to. And at the end, like, him being like, yeah, I need to stand up for you.
No, I agree. I don't mean to put people in a box. But sometimes I feel like that's men.
Yeah.
I don't like to say, like, it's men and women, but sometimes it's just, like, we can... I feel like our brains have so many... Like, when you and I are, like, irritated with our partner, it's on, like, so many deeper levels that I feel like if we call each other and explain something, we have to strip back so many levels to figure out exactly what we're actually mad about. And then it's, like... But they think it's really about the fact that they didn't, like, put their clothes away or whatever.
That's, like, exactly. Like, it's never that thing. It starts with something deeper. And so I feel like that was, again, a great, like, perfect, like, image of that.
Yeah.
Which, the more we fucking analyze the show, the more I'm like, oh, cool, bigger themes. Themes and memes.
Themes and memes, man. Shrek memes.
I love that. Shrek.
Somebody wants
we get so many more views when the word Shrek is in the title of our podcast, you guys. Like 400 more.
Because Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
So if suddenly, we're not going to talk about that. No. So suddenly if you see, like, in all of our podcast titles, it's like da-da-da-da-da,
Shrek.
Just know it's because we're wanting views.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want those
views. Listens?
Listens. Yeah, sorry. This is not a YouTube. Okay, so.
A YouTube.
I feel like
Bailey has the line "Get me some lap pads" a lot.
Get me some lap pads.
Like, I think it happens a lot of the time.
She's good at it.
Also, okay, can we just, like,
talk about it.
We got to talk about the
main storyline.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
First of all, George describes it to the parents
as catastrophic, which is
a very strong word.
It's a very scary word.
Yeah, I'm, like, scared for. Like, I would be very nervous if one of my relatives was in the hospital and he says, it's catastrophic.
But I mean, it was.
Yeah.
So I feel like this shows up again in a different episode where they do, like, damage control.
Yeah.
Like, but this is the first time we've seen it.
Yeah,
or
do we already see the one where they, like, stuff the body and leave it?
I don't think so.
That, you know, they do that, though. Like, they, like.
Yeah, like, I think this is the first time we see it. And it's very scary.
Intense. Yeah. And it involves the
triangle of death.
Which to me.
Or the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah.
Also, when's the last time that. I think it's the first time all the surgeons have been in one room.
Yeah. Like, all working on one patient.
Right. Which, how is there enough room?
I don't know. Does that happen?
I don't know. I'd like to know. If you're a doctor, let us know.
I think it probably has to because it was catastrophic. Like,
well, yeah. And I think it's probably more in, like, emergency situations. Like,
yeah, I don't think, like.
Surgery wouldn't.
No.
We're going to do everything. At once.
Unless it's, like, plastic surgery. Probably that.
That's true.
Like Kim K.
Yeah. I mean, she looks great.
Yeah, she probably gets
we
it
should
all
also
done at once.
Maybe talk about the Kylie Jenner video.
I was searching for it.
What? It's in her bio.
I don't know. I don't follow.
We'll watch it after this. I cried. And I'm also not embarrassed to say that I watched all 11 minutes of it.
I want to watch it. Well, I was looking for it. I didn't know how to find it.
Like, I was in tears. And I was like, who am I? But anyways, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay. Do we want to talk about the patient or do we want to talk about Meredith and Derek? Should we end with Meredith and Derek?
Yeah, I want to talk about the patient.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, go. You go. I want to talk about what the patient brought, like, for Karev.
Yeah.
I thought Addison had, like, a teaching moment to grab. Like,
when
not
she
a Bailey
was
teaching,
elbow
yeah.
deep in a body.
Yeah, she had. Well, even before that, when she was, like, literally, like, the only person right. on this floor who's going to be, like, caring about that baby is you. Like, mm-hmm. don't let me down, Karev. I thought, like, that was very Bailey of her. She did a great job there.
I'm surprised when Karev ended up having to do, like, the C-section. That
no one else,
yeah.
You know, I almost wrote that. Yeah, I almost wrote that note. But then I also thought that maybe some other people were like holding things or doing things that he was the only extra hands. Maybe.
Yeah, that's this for his very, responsibility this was is, the baby.
This
but,
is very unlike me, like defending that whole thing because someone else who has done it before probably should have.
Right, because he was like, "How do I do a C-section?"
Yeah, like Bailey was telling him how. Yeah, you're right, but. It was for good TV.
Also,
like, because I feel like we needed, like, I felt like that was an arcing moment for Karev.
I wrote when Karev becomes Karev.
Right.
Because, like, he had to take action and he actually was, like, caring about what
he
was
advocated for
the baby.
Yeah. So I think that is why they, like, chose to write it that way. And I think it was really important. I do think, like, at the end, we still have a bit of Karev when he's like, she's like, nice job, Krav. And he's like, yeah, the baby who doesn't saved a baby who now lost its mother or whatever,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
So we still have that like cynical, shitty Krav, but
he took action.
Yeah. You can just tell that he's shifting as a character.
It's like a big,
I feel like this is a really big episode.
Yeah. I also feel like it's very bold of Addison to like put that much trust in Krav because she kind of hates him and she's like punishing him, but not really. She's teaching him is what she's doing. But like, she knew probably that like something was going to happen and he was going to have to do it.
He was going to have to make a choice. Yeah.
Right. So I just thought that was bold.
Yeah, I agree.
And I feel like I don't have a lot more to say on this patient other than like with Marshall that like.
Well, I feel like the two songs.
Yeah.
Like that one song when they're operating on her, like the
here, I can pull up.
When this. You need a friend. That one I like had on a burned CD. Like, I remember around...
Brandi Carlile Tragedy.
Fucking Brandi Carlile. She gets me every goddamn time.
Yeah.
And
the next one was... It's called Nowhere Warm by Kate Havneck.
Yes. I have both of those songs on, like, a burn CD of, like, random shit. And it's, like, didn't even really know the songs. It was, like, Grey's Anatomy. Like, you know...
Yeah, like, you heard this episode, you're like, oh, that song is good.
Yeah, so, like, those... Like, have special, like, a special place in my heart for, like, driving around in Jimmy the GMC and, like, feeling things
that's how Anna Nalek one online did. Like, you hear it and you're like, oh.
And that's, I think that's part of the reason why I get so emotional in this episode is because of.
Which is, like, originally, which I think this season is doing a lot better, current season. But, like, that's why Grey's to me was so, like, their music is half the time why you cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And they were one of the first shows to use like the modern songs.
Yes, I agree.
But when Big Jim.
Big Jim. That part. Okay, I want to like actually talk about that part a little bit. So we talked like a couple episodes ago about like having a child.
Yeah.
And like not knowing what that would feel like. But knowing that. I don't know. Like knowing it will be like crazy and change your life. Right. Having known a couple people who have lost a child, like, and it completely destroying their lives and then having to, like, come out of it and continue to live their lives.
Right.
Like, the way he comes up and I think touch is so important in, like, humanity and, like, touches his face. Like, that's such, I thought it was such great writing. That's such a sensitive move to, like, show forgiveness. Like you touch someone's face when you're being gentle with them,
right,
you know?
Well, and like the second there's contact is when Marshall like loses it. Yeah. Because yeah, have you ever been like on the verge of crying and then someone hugs you?
Yeah, and puts a hand on your shoulder. Done. Yeah, exactly. Like, and it was just enough. He stood there just long enough to like give Marshall something, but then Big Jim like had to like retreat and leave because it was too hard emotionally for him.
Right.
And I don't know. This is like super deep and weird, and we don't have to go down this rabbit hole, but like in like moments like these in Grace, like I think about like what would Big Jim be thinking about as he walked away? Like, does he forgive him?
Right.
Or is he like reaching out? Why is he doing that? Is he doing that for healing in his own life? And I think that's cool that a show can make you think about those things.
I agree. Like, that's why this show has depth.
Yeah.
And I think too, like part of it, I feel like Big Jim realized that like Marshall's a kid also.
Yeah.
So like, because they're probably around, well, a little-ish same age, like close in age.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like, I wonder if the interaction would have been the same if it had been like an older person or like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he walked into that room not sure how he was going to feel about it, but like, it was a kid. Like, you know, and like, because they just kept making those same things, like, even Meredith, like, he's one of us, George. Like, I don't know, like, relating to where Marshall's at in his life and that he made a mistake and, like,
yeah,
you know? And so, I don't know. It was just
And like, not, like, allowing him to, like, not have to, like, this to ruin his life, you know? Like, to take responsibility for it, but to, like, move on with it,
right?
You know,
yeah. No, it was beautiful. As soon as I realized what episode it was, I was like, "Oh, that's the part."
Yeah, and you
like,
think he's gonna like? Oh, and Meredith him. In that scene too.
She's doing her fucking one misty
tear,
eyes.
One tear down her cheek.
She's
tear.
So good.
And if you catch it in that, there's this really beautiful scene of like forgiveness, I guess, and then George says, "See you at home." And the way George looks at Meredith, it's like this father just went through hell and back and can forgive this man.
So George can forgive Meredith.
Right. Great writing.
So good. I have GGBs.
Yeah.
Well, and then like too, the way Meredith like, okay, like
yeah.
Her, the weight is lifted off of her.
Yep.
And she's had a fucking shit day.
Shit day. So I think that we can go into that.
I'm just making sure this is saving. I'm having like PTSD. Okay, it's saving.
Okay. Scene in the stairwell with Derek and Meredith is one of the best scenes of Grey's Anatomy, I think.
Especially because we've seen where Meredith is currently and like just yeah. like I feel like this is the first time Meredith stands up for herself.
Yes.
Like, because...
Well, in this whole episode, she's trying to be like, Derek, like, let's talk. And she's being really kind and gentle and...
Well, and we've been saying that, like, when we're analyzing this in discussions, like, Derek is not just friends with her. Like, she's, you know, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. And, like, this is the moment where she is like, fuck this. Like...
Yeah, like, you don't get to fucking walk all over me.
I also...
And he fucking...
This is the worst... I think this is the lowest... level of Derek.
That's what you said. We were watching this. You were like, this is the lowest I think Derek gets.
I hope I wonder if Meredith. Yeah, I do have it.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe in some later seasons, Derek gets pretty low. Spoiler alert, when he screams, go home, Meredith.
Yeah. But this is like to her core.
This is calling out her character that it is not fair because.
Right. Should I just read what she said in response?
Sure.
Okay, I'm not going to act it out because I couldn't do this justice. So just so everyone knows, I'm just reading it. I'm not acting.
She's not acting it out, guys.
What if I'm like, you don't? Okay, it says, you don't get to call me a whore. When I met you, I thought I had found the person that I was going to spend the rest of my life with. We should break this down. First of all, that statement is bold. That's where the first time we really know that like she met Derek and was like,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
So all the boys in the... I was done. So all the boys in the bars, who cared? Because I was done. You left me. You chose Addison. This is the part. I'm all put back together now. I make no apologies for how I chose to repair what you broke. So, like, she's A, calling out then again, like, him for, like... Because it is true. He's the reason that they're not together. It's not
her.
Yeah,
he chose to be with Addison.
You don't get to call me a whore.
And she chose to be fucking friends with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that he was, like... Who are you going to sleep with next, Krev? Like,
oh, yeah, he was just blow after blow.
And, like, you don't get to call me a whore. And that's fucking right. Yeah. Because he was fucking married and he flew across the goddamn country and fucked Meredith, but he's not. He's not a whore.
No. And like, and yeah, he's
it's always the woman who's a whore. She was goddamn single. She can fuck whoever she wants. Yeah. Whoever she wants.
And like, really, she's not it doesn't even matter. She could have slept with 20 guys. She's not a whore. She's a single woman. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
But yeah, him like calling her that and then saying like, who's it going to be next? And like, just, oh, it like made me like angry. Like it like rose in my chest.
Great writing.
I also really liked, and I don't know why, but she says, oh, first of all, Derek said earlier, you have to take responsibility for the actions in your life.
Oh, yeah. He like, yeah, wait.
And he said, you really get around. Yeah. That was another part of it, which is like, I literally wrote, this is even worse than I remember.
Oh, yeah. He said, take responsibility for your actions for once in your life.
Yeah. And then,
it's so obvious. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm not talking about that phrase. So.
Well, it's so obvious that, like, I mean, it makes me so mad that Derek says this shit, but it's so obvious he's saying this because he's so jealous. Uh-huh. Like, he wants to be with Meredith.
Right.
Then fucking be with Meredith. Don't call her a goddamn whore.
Right, like, right. And I don't know why, but I liked this. So Meredith is in the middle of that speech. I don't know why it's not written here. But when she says, like, something, and all the obvious daddy reasons. Yeah. I like that she, like, calls out her own. Like, she knows who she is.
Yeah.
Like, she knows that he's going to pinpoint those things on the fact that she didn't have a father figure.
Yeah.
So, like, and I just love that because, like, it's kind of like that phrase, like, what you say people can't use against you then. Or that's not the right way.
No,
like,
I know what you're saying.
But, like, if you call out your own bullshit, then people can't use it against you. It's not a weapon they can use. And I feel like she does that. She, like, eliminates all of the reasons that he could use against her. And it's just like, this is your fucking fault.
Yeah.
Repair what you broke. How, and it, when she says, like, the way I chose to repair it. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Such a good Meredith moment.
And. So what? You may not agree with her coping mechanisms, but like now she's, and who knows what's going to happen in the next episodes, but now she's trying to date someone else and there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And I mean, yeah, they say we're done. We're like, I'm done.
This
And she's like, yeah, duh. Like, yeah. Especially after that. Ooh. Ugh.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a classic Grey scene. And in the stairwell and like he goes up and she goes down and just like,
we should have called our podcast The Stairwell. Would have been another good one.
Yeah. We could elevator, like, the on-call
Oh my God. I just had a great idea.
What?
So for our bonus episodes, some podcasts I know, like they name them, like it's called like After Dark or like, we should call ours The Stairwell or The Elevator, like another room.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Where you're also, so fucking smart.
I cannot wait until Cold reads with that fucking line. It's going to be so good.
I'm not good at that.
You don't have to do it.
But I just want to be an actress so bad.
So bad.
But I don't want to act.
Maybe you could be like a voiceover actor.
Oh, I could do that where no one has to see me do it.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun. Like for Pixar.
Yeah.
Make millions.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
There was a quick, this is random. Well, I want to, actually, we'll do random in a second. Let's talk about Finn at the end.
Yeah.
First of all, love his kitchen. Love his setup. Want to date him because they have white wine poured. He's fucking cooking.
Yeah.
He tells her to sit down. She doesn't have to. Like that. Although Jake does do that. But like kitchen talks, hangs. Like
I love him. My lovey boyfriend. I love the fact that he loves to cook. And there is always, when I get over there, a glass of wine poured for me. And he has an apron on and he's just doing shit.
Oh,
and it's so good. So good. And then I get wasted. As he cooks till like 11 at night. I'm like, shit, we should have been like eating 2 hours, 3-4 hours ago. We've had 4 bottles of wine. I'm fucked up. But it's great. I love it.
Oh, God. So good. Okay. Last thing. So then, yeah. So Finn is trying to get out of her that's okay to be damaged. She's not sharing anything. She says she's too fucked up for him. And then we learn about Finn's life. And it made me so sad. I think
Finn's life is shitty.
I've always liked Finn, too. Like, I've always been very torn about this. But yeah, his mom died of cancer. His dad is an alcoholic. And his ex-wife died in a car crash.
Sounds like a good match for Meredith.
And then he says, I know. And then he says, Meredith, and you have the ability to save lives.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of scary because he's drawn to Meredith because of that. And like,
how to save a life.
That's a lot of pressure to put on someone.
Yeah.
Like she's his, you know,
This end of this episode, like, I've never really listened to, like, the end monologue.
Oh, it was so good.
Dude, I, like, I for the first time, I got, like, super teary-eyed, like, when it started, we're all damaged, it seems. And then she goes into this whole long thing about it, and then, like, Finn says his shit, and then, him saying, well, and Finn saying, I never said I wasn't scary and damaged, too. Read her monologue, and then I'll say what I want to say.
It's long, but the part, it was the, sometimes we think we can fix the damage, and sometimes the damage is something we can't even see. We're all damaged, it seems. Some of us more than others. We carry the damage with us from childhood. Then as grown-ups, we give as good as we get. Ultimately, we all do damage, and then we set about the business of fixing whatever we can.
And
that's like might be one of my favorite monologues.
And it's like honestly, what I've been working on for years and trying to like bring into my life, and like I never said I wasn't scary and damaged too. And I wrote crying vulnerability. Because the fact that like Finn, like this whole episode has just been like, you're scary and damaged, you're scary and damaged, ha ha ha, making a joke. And then at the end, he's like, this is all my shit. Like, right. I never said I wasn't, like, fucked either. Up too.
Right.
Like, that is what being vulnerable is all about. And that is how we have authentic, beautiful relationships with people.
Right.
Is when we show our really shitty shit to people.
Versus Derek's just pinpointing damage on Meredith. Like, mm-hmm. in this moment, like, he's just saying, you're fucked up, you yeah. whatever. And he wouldn't admit his fuck ups.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, then there's Finn, who's like,
Because there's so much that goes into it, and pride, and you know, making the wrong choice with Addison, and but when you are just purely you, and you're like this, like what you said about like not being able to use shit against you, when you're just right. like, this is me, and this is all my shit, and all my fuck ups, right. like I'm working on it. Here I am. There's something so glorious about people mm-hmm. like that, like. You want to fill your life with people like that.
Yeah. And I mean, like, and I think too, like, I always say to Jake, like, whenever we have like a really intense, it's very hard for him to like give up information about himself or that mm-hmm. he's not feeling happy or, you know, like things yeah. like he always is worried when he says those things that like, I'm going to be upset about hearing that he's not. And instead, I feel like it's fucking Christmas morning because like learning about someone and what they're feeling, even if it's not good, it's so much better than, like, living in the dark.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I agree.
Because how else are you going to move through that
yeah.
that darkness if you don't, right. like, get it the fuck out of your body?
If you all think about your closest friends, listeners, I hope we're included.
Hey.
We share our shit with you. But, like, I feel like they're usually your closest friends are the ones that you both, like, there's no hidden things happening there. Like, everything is out on the table. The friends that are just surface level conversations about like weather and whatever, like you're not going anywhere
no.
with those. So, yeah.
And there's like a lot of times that it takes like us a while to say something because right. like being vulnerable and
right.
shame and shit. But this is why I feel a little sad about like Meredith and Finn mm-hmm. is because like he from the beginning is like super duper vulnerable with her.
I know.
And
I like Finn.
Yeah, I
think he looks like a weird Chris Pratt with a mustache.
He could be a good fit.
I know.
He really could. What if like?
Oh my God! Wait, I want to. Well, I'll say it at the end. Remind me that I have a thing about Finn for at the like end. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't really have much to say about this episode.
My only other random note was that during the surgery, when they decide that like Melanie isn't going to come back. I just love, first of all, I love that when the chief takes responsibility and like calls time of death, but he just goes, all right. Like, very chief.
He was so chiefy.
Chief is like the dad.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Of all of those babies.
all
of the Grays babies.
All the Grays babies. Chief is our dad.
He is. Did you have any, except like whenever you see like real videos of him, it's James Pickens Jr. is that his name. Yeah. He's like,
he's like a goofball.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, wait, who are you?
Yeah, you are not chief. You're not my chief.
Do you have any? Oh, wow.
Do this we have some
just
shit?
One little like note. This episode is directed, which we've talked about this before, directed by Tony Goldwyn, who is President Fitzgerald Grant in Scandal.
Right. Okay.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
Like that he's been involved in this like from that long ago.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
OG.
It's a good episode. I give him props. What if I ever meet him and said I'm not going to be like, I love your performance in Scandal. I'm going to be like, I loved season two, episode 24 of Grey's Anatomy.
Damage Control.
I feel like he'd be like thankful for that one.
Wait, was it called Damage Control?
Yeah.
No, Damage Case.
Oh, same thing.
Well, that's a pretty good title though for this episode.
Yeah. It's by Motorhead.
Of course it is.
There's no other notes.
Should we rate it?
Yeah. I don't remember where my scale's at, but I'm just gonna go out on a limb. I really am gonna say like a 7.75.
Nice.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I was gonna give it a 7 scalpels.
You're always a little bit below me.
Yeah, always. I think last episode we gave it like 3 or something. I don't know. We're like never like a 5 or anything. We're like a 7 or a 3. We're confused.
I think our rating scale is shit.
Yeah, our rating scale is terrible.
Also, like, that's like me when the one thing that I cannot do in life, well, there's a lot of things I can't do, but one definitely is when people are like, how many people were there? I'm like, I don't know.
Or like square footage.
Or population.
Yeah, no, when like how big's your apartment? I'm like, I don't know, like, square foot feet.
Yeah, or like how many people live in Grand Rapids?
20,000, 40,000.
And it's like 300,000.
I have no idea. Yeah, I'm terrible.
I can't estimate. Or yeah, same with like, how many people were at that wedding? I don't know.
It was 25 to 600.
5. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
So, any other thoughts?
No. Did you have a spoiler alert though?
Oh yeah. So if you haven't continued to watch Current Grey's, shut this off.
Shut it off.
Oh, I was going to say, what if like in Current, which it's not going to, because I feel like Meredith's never going to have a love interest again, which I'm on board with and whatever. But like, what
do
if
you Finn really think
came back? I really don't think she will.
I don't think she will either.
Because she talked about in that article, like how upsetting it was that they like brought Riggs in right away. Yeah. And like, that's why they wrote him off.
Yeah.
And he even was like a good fit. Like we were on board for him.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not going to happen. I feel like we're on the downhill of the show being on.
I think so too.
Which is fine with me. And like,
we have 2 more years at least.
Right.
They signed on for.
Which is insane.
Which is more than ER, which I decided I'm going to start.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And so I just don't think they're going to. I think like Ellen Pompeo's like over it. Like she likes her character as this like.
Maybe strong.
What if Finn came back? I wonder what let me look him up.
But what were you going to say about the spoiler
alert? That was my spoiler alert.
Was what?
I was going to talk about, like, what if Finn came back and...
Oh, that was your... Oh, yeah. Okay.
What if he came back? Chris O'Donnell. Let's see if he's been in anything. What if it was, like, Chris Pratt? Because I keep thinking he looks like him. Oh, yeah, he's very cute. Seasons 2 and 3 of Grey's Anatomy? Why is he in season 3? I mean, I guess... Oh, yeah, the one scene.
They have, like, 2 or 3 episodes, I feel
just
like.
So you know... He was in Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Thank God.
He has also in Kit Kittredge, An American Girl.
Oh my God.
He's not been in a lot of things. The Bachelor? Was he The Bachelor? This is very confusing. Lots of Batman things. Wow. Oh, he's been in a couple. He's barely been in anything. That surprises me.
Yeah.
Poor guy got like not... Didn't get
picked up.
And then just done.
Didn't get picked up.
Yeah, 1970. So he's how old? 30
plus no.
18. 48 now.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't know. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. You said everything at the beginning. Yeah, leave a review.
Yeah. www.patreon.com/youngcallroom. And that's it.
WWJD. That's what I thought you were going to say.
WWJJ.
What would Jimmy Johnson do?
My vagina.
Yeah.
Bringing it back. All right, guys. Love you.
It's been a good night.
It's been great. This is a good episode.
Yeah.
I'm like very nervous and want to save this before it, like something.
No, I get it. So I guess we should call time. I guess we should call time of death.
You can do it.
It is 21:43.
All right.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.